This is Sam here from recipethis.com and a huge fan of the Instant Pot, and today I want to show you just how easy it is to cook Instant Pot steak and potatoes. Yum yum. Well, Instant Pot steak and potatoes, I mean, how does that work? Oh, it's brilliant. You know, you have your browning of your steak first, brilliant. Then you put your potatoes in the bottom of the Instant Pot, steak on top, and then you've got steak and potatoes. It's just amazing. And it's the lovely thing with the Instant Pot, or it would work with any electric pressure cooker, the way you can do two things at the same time. You know, I'm just heading back from school run now and promised the kids that we would do some steak and potatoes for dinner, and it's just so nice, so simple. So if you've got an Instant Pot, then you must check this out. So I'm back home now, and it's time to make some of these delicious Instant Pot steak and potatoes. I'm using a British sirloin steak here, but you could swap for any that you wanted to do. Rump works well in the Instant Pot, so does New York strip, so does ribeye, and I just avoid something like chuck because you're not pressure cooking for long enough to make that tender. That's more aimed at if you're doing a longer dish. So the ingredients that I've got out are two steaks, handful of potatoes. I'd say about six medium potatoes will do the trick. Or if you're feeding more or want a bigger portion, you can increase it. Then we've got some garlic puree, butter, extra virgin olive oil, and some salt and pepper. So it's really easy. Now, one of the things about the Instant Pot is it does take a few minutes for the sauté to get warm. So because I'm browning the steak first, I'm going to put it on sauté now. And I'm using my 6-quart duo. I've been cooking in the air fryer today as well. So then, what I recommend you do, get your steak out. This is perfectly packaged up, so it's going to take me a minute or two. So then I've got my steak out, and I'm just going to get rid of the packaging. So what I recommend you do is a chopping board, and then lay your steak on it. And then what I'm going to do now, a quick hand wipe, is I'm going to season it with salt and pepper, and then it's ready to go on. Then what I recommend you do is you add some olive oil to the bottom of your Instant Pot. And what's good about this is it will tell you when the Instant Pot's warmed up because you'll hear the oil sizzle. So I'm just going to wait a minute or two for it to warm up. So now I'm starting to get a bit of a sizzle, so I can grab the steak and put it in. And oh, can you hear that sizzle on that steak? Isn't that amazing? And that's what I love about the Instant Pot. It can be your sauté like this, so you can brown the meat, then you can pressure cook it, you can slow cook your meat. It's just great as an all-in-one machine. So, then turn it over, same again. And I find that you often have to add a little bit more oil for the second one because the first one often soaks it all up. And you don't want to add too much oil at the start because you can just end up with it splattering too much. So now, first one's browned on both sides. I'm just going to add a little bit more oil. Careful because you don't want it spitting at you. And then get the second one in. See again, you can hear that lovely sizzle. Nothing beats steak, does it? And then when you feel like one side's had enough, use some tongs to turn it over. And I kind of, on the last turning, I'll kind of jiggle it about so it can take in some of the leftover olive oil at the bottom. And then once that's done both sides, you've got two brown steaks. You can now deglaze the Instant Pot. So basically, you're doing this to get rid of any bits that are stuck on the bottom of the Instant Pot. You do not want the food sticking so it can't get to pressure as well. And as soon as you add some water, it kind of stops sizzling straight away. And then what I use is I use a silicone spatula to get round and scrape the edges to make sure nothing's stuck. So now you've done that, it's time to do your potatoes. You can do them skin on or skin off, it really doesn't matter. I'm just grabbing another chopping board for this. So I'm just going to grab my favourite knife for chopping with, and then I'm going to keep mine skin on. And then you can do them into the size of roast potatoes, or you can go smaller or larger, depending on how you like your spuds. And then place the potatoes right in the bottom into the water. So I'm just carefully plonking them in as I go. Oh, and you want to cancel your sauté. Sometimes I forget about cancelling it, you know. I've used an Instant Pot for so long now, I should know better, but it's so easily done. And then just carefully put the potatoes in, because your water might have a bit of a boil to it and you don't want it to splash back at you if you just kind of throw them in there. And then gradually add your potatoes. And like I say, you can do skin on or you can do skin off. It's totally up to you. And you can go with smaller or bigger. Just note that this is based on a roast potato size. So if you go too small, then your potatoes might be too soft for you, depending on how you like them, of course. So the water's not boiling anymore because it's had a chance to cool down now. The sauté has been off a minute or two. I say it's so much easier if the skin on. And then of course make sure they're scrubbed, because we don't want any grit or anything like that on, do we? So then now all my potatoes in there. I'm going to get a bigger spatula actually. And then just give the potatoes a good mix. And then it'll get some of the juices from the steak and the oil in them as well. And then what I recommend you do next is salt, pepper. And then what I like to do is, so that you've got more delicious potatoes, I also add in some salted butter. And use as much butter or as little as you like. I've just done a few little cubes. So now what I like to do is I like to add a bit of garlic to my potatoes as well. So I'm using garlic puree and I'm just putting a few little tiny little blobs over the potatoes, and it'll get mixed into everything and it'll make it taste even more yummy. And then once you've done this, you've got all your potatoes in ready, and I'm using my tall trivet because then it gives me the height so that I've got the potatoes underneath and then the steaks can cook on top. And then onto the top of the trivet, you want to add your steaks. And then even using the 6-quart, there's plenty of room for the lid to go on, even with a tall trivet, which is absolutely brilliant. And then grab the Instant Pot. If you're anything like me, you probably struggle sometimes to get it on, but that's just perfectly normal. We all do that. And then you want to pressure cook for just 5 minutes. So I've pressed the pressure cook button. It's already set to 5 minutes because I must have just done something to 5 minutes last time I used it. waiting for the on button to come up, which has come up now. I've made sure I'm in ceiling position and not venting. And then we can come back when it's done and see what it's like. Now, whilst the Instant Pot is on and hopefully heading to pressure soon, let's talk about more Instant Pot resources that we've got available over at recipethis.com. If you head over there, you can find our Instant Pot mini course, which is a 5-day free email series which will help you get started with your Instant Pot. We've also got some Instant Pot cooking time templates. So basically, you can print these out at home, place them on your fridge, and then you know the cook time to some very popular Instant Pot recipes. And it saves looking up each time you want to cook something that's really familiar. And then if you head over to recipethis.com on the homepage, sign up for the newsletter. And once you've joined the newsletter, we have a members area that's got a section just dedicated to downloads that are free, of course, for the Instant Pot. And as well as this, if you head over to recipethis.com, head to the Instant Pot category, we've got more than 250 easy everyday Instant Pot recipes for you to follow along at home. And we've beeped. So let's release the pressure on the Instant Pot because we're doing a quick pressure release. And we're nearly done with releasing the pressure. Why does it feel like it takes an eternity to release the pressure on the Instant Pot? I suppose it also depends what you're cooking. For example, stew takes forever. When you've done a big pot of stew, oh my, that takes a while. So the pressure's all gone, and now I can check out the steak and potatoes. Oh, it smells really, really nice. The steak looks perfectly cooked, and the potatoes below it look like they're doing well as well. Sandy's going to grab some tongs, because tongs make it so much easier for getting the steak out of the Instant Pot without you burning yourself. So I've got my two sirloin there. And then another trick is the tall trivet that you've used to stand your steak on gets incredibly hot. So you could actually use your tongs to remove the tall trivet from the Instant Pot as well. And then you've just got your potatoes at the bottom. And the potato stock is actually quite nice, and sometimes I save that for if I'm making a little sauce to go with my steak and potatoes. It just depends what you're into. So I'm just going to grab my knife and fork first because I'm dying to try the steak and tell you all about it. Two nice steaks here. Oh, and they're lovely. So there's just a little bit left of the pink, so you can cook it for less if you like your steak, say, to be more of a medium. I'd say this is medium to well. And that steak is so nice. It's amazing how tender it is when you cook steak in the Instant Pot. And then, using a fork to try one of the potatoes, I'm just kind of chopping it up a bit so all the steam can go so I don't burn myself too much. And it just looks brilliant how everything comes together in the Instant Pot. And it's very similar to the way you're doing the potatoes to boil in, because they're in water rather than steamed. And then you're technically steaming your steak, which is very similar to when I do it when I go camping. So potato, I'm going to blow a bit now. And that potato is also lovely. And what you can do is, if you'd rather, you can turn it into mashed potatoes, or you can just have it as like steak and potatoes, so they're kind of like cubed. And if you want your potatoes to be less mushy, by chopping them into larger sizes, they take longer to cook in the Instant Pot. So you can solve this problem like that. Would you believe it? I've got a dog by my feet wanting some steak. I rate her chances of getting steak from 1 to 10, minus 1. But better not tell her that, shall we? So yeah, steak is lovely in there, potatoes is lovely. And if you want to try something different, it's brilliant for a tougher cut of steak, like some rump. So just give it a go and tell me what you think. Thanks for listening, and it's been wonderful recording this episode for you. And I just love talking about what I'm cooking right now at home with my kitchen gadgets. And of course, you're probably thinking now, hang on a minute, I need a visual. I need to see how it's cooked, what it looks like, rather than it just being an audio. And I also want a free printable recipe card so I can follow it along at home. And of course, ask any questions. So if that's you, if you head over to recipethis.com, search for the recipe, you can find that and so much more. You can go metric imperial as well. You can post comments and ask us follow-up questions. And it's just a great alternative way for you to learn about this recipe. And of course, we've spent a long time over the last few years building up this podcast for you. We would really, really, really appreciate it if you could leave us a 5-star review, because it really does help grow the podcast, and then more and more people will see it and learn like you're learning all about the kitchen gadgets. And I'm Sam, and thanks for listening.